love is in the air.
Actually, love is on the air because the Date Doctor is here. Doctor. Sponsored by Sparky's Hook and Ladder Bar and Grill in Hartford. The doctor will see you now.
That's you adopting Petey.
Petey is fantastic. You know, Damon, it was almost like internet dating. We were looking at millions of dog profiles.
Ironically, Gina on internet dating looks at a lot of dogs, too.
Yeah, I do. I do meet a lot of dogs.
There are a lot of dogs on there.
Yes. And then you see Petey, and it's love. And
better
he's
than
fantastic.
Better than his profile.
Well, you made my week, Date Doctor. Now, what are we talking about today?
It's an Ask Jamie week.
Yay! Our first question comes from...
Lisa says, I have so much in common with this guy, but there are a lot of things that we constantly fight about. At what point do I decide it's time to just give up? My short answer to that is, who cares if you have a lot of things in common? A lot of women will get stuck and be like, well, he's so good and we have the same passion for this. It doesn't matter if you don't get along with somebody.
Right.
If you're newly dating a guy and you're already fighting, who cares that you have things in common? It's not on the barometer of how good is my relationship. Number two, this comes from a guy named Mike that says, I am dating this girl. She says one thing, and the next thing she says is the exact opposite. You know, I would really have to dissect and know this couple better, but it's really annoying when you hang on to every word that someone says because we do often change our minds.
Yeah, but if she's a chronic flip-flopper.
Or is he a little bit too rigid? If the two of them just don't mesh, then the two of them just don't mesh.
But, wow, you've just broken up two couples
know,
and we
too.
Just started.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to break up a bunch of couples. That should be my whole topic
That's
for
it.
Today.
Number three.
If a guy invited me back to his house as our first date.
As the first date?
Yep. Should I immediately rule him out?
Yes.
That basically is a booty call.
Yep, he wants that. And you don't know if he's even for real. He could close the doors behind you and lock them and do something to you.
Have I shown you my downstairs room?
It
puts the lotion on!
It's just too scary. In this day and age, everybody knows your first date should be in a public place.
Okay, number whatever the hell we're up to.
I often meet guys that tell me they're not looking for a relationship. They emphasize that it is not me and it is them. Could this actually be the case?
That they're not right off the bat looking for a relationship?
Right off the bat, they say, I'm not looking for a relationship. It's not. Not you, it's me.
They want
and she's
a booty
asking,
call. They want friends with benefits.
Does she attract?
There you go.
Okay.
If you keep meeting men that do the same thing, whether it's that they invite you to their house instead of a date, they stand you up, whatever it is, if you're the common denominator in every one of these relationships, you have to figure out why you're attracting that.
So what they're essentially saying is I don't want an exclusive relationship.
With you, because there might be something better out there.
Gotcha.
Or they're having five other women on the side.
The voice of experience talks.
It's true!
Yeah, and they may want that, and you have to decide, do you want to attract a guy like that or repel a guy like that? And I say, you want to repel somebody like that, and you need to figure out how.
So when's your next speed dating event?
September 1st, ages 22 to 37 at the Tavern in Farmington.
Oh, Jeannie, you just missed it by 10 years.
Not 10!
So if you want to get in on that event or ask the Date Doctor a question, there is one place you need to go, and it is...
Got five, that's the number 5, minutes.com.